The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hey, True Believers, we're back with Freak of the Week. It's me, David Hickney, here with Roger. And damn it, Elizabeth, where were you last week?
David, we talked about this. I had to take some time for myself to just write myself. I went on a little bit of a walkabout.
Okay.
I'm back now.
Do you feel better?
I feel a little bit better. I don't know if you've looked outside in the last 2 days.
Nope.
But I bought a motorhome.
Oh, for our road trip?
Well,
to go get Sheila from Canada?
It was for my road trip, but yes. Now, this is not a trailer. This is not a permanent home. This is simply a mode of transportation.
Okay.
But it's outside. If you feel like taking your blanket and going for a walk, it's parked at the end of the driveway. Not right this second.
Okay.
But
I almost went right now.
I know you did.
Awesome. One thing that was not so great was that Mark was here last week.
Yeah, I know.
He's,
I believe it or not, I listened to your show. I have a CB in the motorhome. So even in upper, you know, UP, Michigan, I could listen to the show.
Can you not let him be on the show anymore, please?
I didn't have a choice the first time. You were the one that was here. That was your decision.
We needed a person
We've
in the seat.
We talked about you making decisions. This was your decision.
We needed a person in the seat, and he was the only one around.
Well, perhaps that should make you reflect a little bit on your life. That
what?
I can't always be around. I can't. We've talked about this. You know what happened last time? It got very intense, and I had to go away. And I don't want to have to go away. I just want you to be independent enough to ask other people that aren't Mark.
Yeah, not Mark.
I don't know
That's
how much
point.
Longer he's going to be around.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, wow. Part of me is like really happy that you said that. But I also, I know that's not the greatest thing in the world, but I mean, yeah.
He's got his milk stouts, and I have all of my stuff, so.
Fair enough. All right, sorry, True Believers, that we got into some, like, family stuff there.
We're
I apologize.
Talking about the environment today, right?
We are.
It seems
we
somewhat
are.
Logical.
Of course, everything we talk about is logical.
No, it's not.
So with us also is John Smith. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Smith.
Fellow patriot.
Patriot.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
awesome.
You for having me on your radiophonic program.
Yeah, of course. We're here to talk this week about sentient plastic.
Yes, that is correct, sir. Before we begin, I just have a quick question. You are the host of this radio program, so I defer to your judgment.
Okay.
But do you have any issues with the discharge of firearms inside the studio?
Yes.
I'm going to have to agree with my sister on that one.
I see. Excellent. Well, of course, I must inform you that...
In fact, you know, why don't you just give that to me?
No, ma'am, I'm afraid I can't do that. My Second Amendment rights allow me to carry all these firearms with me at all times.
That's a lot of guns.
Yeah. Well, I do need to keep myself protected at all times.
Well, my rights give me the right to kick you out if you don't relinquish your weapons.
Whoa. Sir, I'm going to have to... ma'am, I'm going to have to defer to the man of the
house.
And
now you called me sir, and he's not the man of the house.
Oh, boy.
He's the boy of the basement.
She's kicked people out before.
I have. I don't want to do it again.
All right. If this is your wish, I will give
you... David has a very safe place we can lock them up in. You will get them back.
Everything is secure
at the end of the podcast.
I will give you all my non-concealed firearms.
They're all concealed. It's lumpy. I know you think it's concealed. It's not concealed. It's disturbing.
I thought he just had like a disease or something.
No. No.
Ma'am, I would appreciate... I am a married man. I would appreciate it if you don't look at me in that direction.
I would appreciate if you don't point that thing at me.
That's fine. All right. I will acquiesce to your wishes. Here you go.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Why don't you get started, David? I'm going to go put these
in
the safe.
Yeah, thank you, Elizabeth. So, sentient plastic. What is sentient plastic?
Well, sir, sentient plastic. As you know, plastic has been around for a while now and is part of our everyday lives.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, all of the plastic on Earth is alive, and it communicates according to psychic waves, something I believe you're quite familiar with.
What?
That is correct. Plastic is sentient.
It's alive. All of it.
All of it is alive. Yes,
every
sir.
Piece of plastic.
Every piece of plastic manufactured by the world government, manufactured by private citizens, all of it is alive.
That's insane. I'm not insane like you're crazy. I'm saying insane like...
Of course not. Yes. No, I understand.
Wow, that's mind-boggling.
Right. And on top of that, the plastic is slowly terraforming the Earth. And there's a good reason for that, is because the plastic is being controlled by, can we speak frankly now?
Of course.
Yes, thank you.
This is a truth zone.
Thank you. I appreciate it, sir. That's why I came on your program. It is being controlled by alien overlords.
Son of a bitch.
Are you saying plastic is a, I'm back by the way, are you saying plastic is a, like a transformer?
What?
So that 3D printed... gun that I just put in the safe that you pulled out of I don't know where is that
ma'am.
Sentient? You why it's
TMI.
I'm not familiar with the acronym, sir, but
too much information.
Well, I'll dumb it down then for you, sir.
No, I meant just the rectum.
Because I mean, I'm just wondering, if you believe that plastic is sentient, then why would you have a 3D printed weapon on you? Wouldn't you be afraid that it would turn on you at some point?
My plastic has been vetted. My plastic has been thoroughly vetted by myself and a team
plastic?
Of trained experts. Ma'am, I'm afraid that's classified information, and I cannot go any further into this.
What do you mean classified information?
Mr. Hickney, I'm afraid if I went any further down this line of inquiry, I would have to dispatch you, if you understand my meaning. Sir, I am trained in dozens, some of yet undiscovered martial arts.
You know what? No, I'm just going to let that one go.
I would advise you do that, ma'am.
Yeah.
And sir, I advise you do the same.
Do you work
Use your
for
words,
the
David.
Government?
I'm going to ignore that crass mischaracterization of my intents and efforts, sir. Sir, I am a free man. I am a free citizen of this country, and I am a patriot.
So why are you worried about something being classified?
Sir, there are different levels of classified, if you understand my meaning.
Please enlighten me as to your meaning of classified.
Sir, there's classified as far as the government is concerned, and then there's classified as far as the true patriots of this country.
Okay, so these are secrets that aren't government secrets.
Are you a libertarian?
God, no, sir.
Okay.
God, no.
That scared me for a second there.
Are you a libertarian? Because those people are insane.
Ma'am, libertarian? I am not a member of the Communist Party.
They would say that they aren't either, but I don't know that they actually
I'm afraid know. Libertarians, though they have the best thoughts of this country in mind, do not go far enough.
Far enough.
So are you an anarchist?
Ma'am, I suggest you go back to your political science, political history classes.
I'm simply asking questions. I'm trying to get to
Ma'am, that's classified information. I believe that I have already divulged that.
And I believe by classified, you simply mean private. We all have our own personal classified information that we have trouble sharing with others.
Okay, yeah.
Sir, can we get back to the subject at hand?
Sure, let's talk more about this plastic.
Yes, thank you.
Plastic is terrible for the environment.
Yeah, and it's also helping the aliens, apparently.
That is the most important aspect of this, yes.
Yeah, of course that's the most important aspect.
Yes. Well, I do not know if you realize this, Miss Starbucks sipping latte person, but all the plastic
It's a triple shot, thank you very much. It's not a latte.
I can give you a triple shot if you give me my guns back.
Was that a threat against my sister?
No, merely that I'm very adept at target practice.
I have a mantis, you know.
Sir, I've noticed your mantis, and I have isolated all of the focal points on your mantis's limbs should I need to incapacitate him.
I can kill a man with my bare hands if I need to. I'm just throwing that out there.
Why would you threaten Roger's life?
I'm not threatening anybody, sir. I am just making it known my capabilities in this situation.
He could step on Roger. Roger's not easy to incapacitate, but we won't let that happen.
Better not.
Anyway, as you consume goods that have been contained in plastic,
right.
We as humans ingest microplastic organisms. And we have a name for those organisms.
Okay.
Those are bad plastic amoebas, or we call it BPA.
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 That's what BPA stands for.
Bad plastic amoebas.
Bad plastic amoebas. Okay.
Bad plastic amoebas. Yes.
What did you think it meant?
I'm just going to let this ride.
The government would like you to believe it means
something
else.
I'm in a very zen place, and I'm just going to see how this all
You seem like you're doing okay. That's... Or more okay than normal.
Well, got some herbal remedies going on right now. I'm feeling pretty mellow, so let's just see what happens.
Okay.
Proceeding then.
Yeah.
BPA, it alters human brain function in a way that makes them want to use more plastic. So you see how it is a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
As the mainstream media would call it, fake news. And that makes us ignore climate change, which I have indeed come to the realization exists.
Oh, yeah, it definitely exists.
Right.
I don't think anybody could not realize that at this point.
Well, the point is that it has been created wholly by the alien overlords. It has nothing to do with any of man's efforts whatsoever.
Oh.
Right. Yes, so you can see how pernicious this whole cycle is.
Pernicious.
Yes.
So, while I definitely agree that humans are far too reliant on plastics, which are incredibly destructive, still am a little bit perturbed that you can't take responsibility for it. That we can't take responsibility, that it could possibly be our actions that are causing these consequences, that we have to place it somewhere outside of ourselves. Well, that doesn't seem particularly healthy.
There is nothing in the Bible or the Constitution which states that.
There's nothing in the Bible or Constitution that has anything to do with science and reason either.
Ma'am, I'm afraid you misunderstand the founding documents of this great nation of ours.
Oh, do I? Please, enlighten me, Mr. Smith.
Ooh. Well, just to say that all things can be traced back to one of those two great documents, the pinnacle of mankind.
And the pinnacle, mankind was around for a long time before either of those documents came into existence.
I believe mankind has been around for 6,000 years.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Please do not take the name of our Lord in vain.
She said, sweet.
The name, it wasn't in vain, and the name of our Lord is Jesus.
Fair point.
That's the one that, okay, yeah.
Fair point.
So, I know you guys are arguing about this, but at the same time, it seems like both of you would agree that if people stopped using plastics, it would
benefit
the world.
Absolutely, that is correct.
Let me frame this in a way that maybe... Maybe we can have a conversation. Okay.
I would love that.
Let's assume for a second.
I don't assume, but go ahead.
That reality has bent in on itself. And,
oh, God, I hope it doesn't do that.
And that plastic is an alien thing. So in order to fight these aliens, these external entities that are affecting us, is there an alternative product that we could use to reverse this destruction?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
That's why I asked it.
Well, I don't like the use of the word alternative. It brings up too many negative connotations.
Alternative brings up, it just makes me think of Nirvana, honestly. Nirvana's a happy place.
I always preferred Pearl Jam, but yeah.
You would.
Fair enough. I mean,
I'm a Soundgarden girl, honestly.
Chris Cornell.
Great. Well, there are no Buck Owens, but
he's dead.
Oh, did you not? Oh. You didn't. It's been a while, David. I thought you knew.
Oh, my God.
Why did you think I was listening to Bad Motorfinger over and over and over again a while back?
I just thought you were just into it and...
Excuse me, can we stay away from this hippie acid rock discussion?
Hippie
acid... Whoa!
Anyway, you're right. You're absolutely right, Mr. Smith. Whatever word you choose to use that it is not alternative but means the same thing... Insert that and give us an example.
Excellent. I shall do as you say and insert wood. Wood is exactly the material that we should be going back to.
Wood?
Wood.
Wood.
Not any type of advanced materials. Like just
wood has proven to stand the test of time.
That is actually completely false.
What?
Ma'am, I'm afraid I'm going to have to disagree with you once again.
This house is made of wood, Elizabeth.
That's right.
This house is made of wood.
Jesus's cross was made of wood.
True.
Okay. And what does that have to do with anything?
Merely that it is a completely organic material which has been vetted.
It is.
By myself and my compatriots, and is completely usable. And we have known its uses for many, many, many years, going back almost 6,000 years.
So are we
almost
talking
6,000 years
to the beginning of
like
time
wood
history,
wood yes. pulp things like paper.
Yeah, does paper count?
Count as what?
Wood.
Well, certainly.
Awesome.
So we should go back to paper, but then doesn't that destroy what few trees and rainforests that we have left if we go trying to rely on that? It's not a terribly renewable resource. What about something more like bamboo or hemp?
Ma'am, those are
good questions.
Those are
like baby woods.
Those are completely un-American materials. You understand?
Hemp is so
hemp,
American.
I will not even address.
George Washington grew hemp on his farm.
Sir, watch your tongue.
Watch
your tongue, sir.
David's tongue is sticking out and he's trying to look at it. Please don't do that.
No, he told me to watch my tongue.
I know, and you're very literal at certain moments.
I stated a historic fact and he got mad at me.
Well, he's a very angry individual that can't take responsibility for his own actions, so that doesn't surprise me.
I'm going to let that one go.
Okay.
Simply so that we can get back to wood.
Right, back to wood.
We need to get back to wood.
Okay.
We need to get back to the founding materials that our country was built on.
Democracy?
Wood.
Wood.
Stone.
Freedom?
Water.
Stone. What about stone?
What if you live in a place with no rocks?
They have airplanes and trains now that can take stuff from one place to another.
I believe there are rocks everywhere, ma'am.
We're gonna mine our mountains now? That's not a renewable resource either.
We live on a giant rock.
We do live on a giant rock, and do you think digging big holes into it is a good idea? Because I don't think that's a good idea.
Ma'am, it is un-American to consider otherwise.
Please stop calling me un-American, because I don't even think you know what American means.
I know very well what
that's
American
a good
means.
What do you think American means? I like this idea. Like, maybe we should all three of us say what we think American means. So we'll start with you, John.
It's not about what I think America means. There's an objective truth to this. America is the basis of this country. What this country was founded on. Motherhood. Apple pie. Pickup trucks. Singing Buck Owens songs in the rain. Playing touch football on a Sunday afternoon. Your hands between another man's buttocks. That, to me, sir, is America.
So,
Elizabeth, what do you think America means?
First of all, using the word to define the word is a thing that makes no sense. Secondly, you believe that the universe is 6,000 years old. It sounds like you believe that our country is only 60 years old, based on all of the things that you seem to think make it.
But I want to hear. I want to hear what you think America means. He told us what he thinks. I want to hear what you think, and then I'm going to say what I think.
I think America is a constantly evolving entity. I think it means something different to every person that is here. I think it is an amalgamation of all of its citizens and all of its places. And I think that we're letting it down at this particular juncture in history. I think we've let it down a lot, actually.
Okay. I think America means that we...
Also, specifically, we're talking about the United States here. There are two entire continents that are America. Just want to throw that out there.
Okay. So, I think that America means that we, the people,
amen, sir,
in order to build a more perfect union...
To create
a more perfect union, should break off from the chains of tyranny.
Yes, sir.
And create a new nation. Oh, we did. And that's what we're doing now. We're still making this new nation.
It's interesting that we created a new nation by putting other people in chains.
Right, well,
but
I didn't say we've done a perfect job of it.
Not at all.
We're all mankindish people. Whether
Let's
male.
Just say person kind.
Yeah, person kind. Good word for it. Are created equal. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. That's what I think.
Sir,
I got that in the wrong order, I think, but that's okay.
Sir, you've
you got the sentiment right.
You brought a tear to my eye, sir.
I am crying as well, as you may be able to tell from my voice coming across to you, true believers. I need a few minutes for a tissue. So we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back with some callers.
Greetings, Earther scum.
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't going to like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say,
don't fuck them.
In front of grandma.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
Now you're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.
Welcome back, true believers. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsor. We are still here with me, Roger, Elizabeth, and John Smith talking about sentient plastic.
Yes, sir.
It seems like we all have different views on America, which is interesting. Some are probably right and some are probably wrong. But I think it's important that I would say that we are all patriots in our own way here in this room.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think we all agree that plastic is bad.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Even if some of us don't believe that it's a living thing that is terraforming the Earth for the aliens.
I think that it actually, you know, the terraforming the Earth, yeah, I don't disagree with that. There is an entire island in the middle of the ocean that is just plastic.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I don't think that has anything to do with aliens. I think it's just...
I feel like that's where they're going to land.
I think it's just, you know, humankind, forgive me for being crude, but shitting where they live.
Ew.
Ma'am, please don't swear on the air.
Don't tell me what to do. This
yeah,
is my house.
Yeah, that's true. Don't tell her what... She doesn't like being told what to do.
You can give me constructive criticism and advice. Don't tell me what to do.
Well, I'm merely trying to uphold the standards to which this American lives.
I kind of feel like it's a good thing that we took the guns out of the room.
It is a very, very good thing. I mean, I know the combination to the safe.
I will warn you that even though I do not have any guns on me, I am a fully loaded weapon myself, personally.
That sounded dirty.
Sir, put your mind back in your pants, if you would. I was, as you could see, I was doing some push-ups in the corner just a minute ago, or as I call them, freedom squats. And I am at full capacity right now. So,
I don't know what that means.
I advise you do not get too close to me. I could go off like a loaded gun.
That sounds dirty to you too, right?
It sounds like
there is nothing prurient about this.
I took David out for tacos.
Oh, so you're thinking like backsidesies.
Yes.
I was thinking frontsidesies. That's why I thought it was dirty. But I can see what you're saying, too.
You know what? I'm just going to try not to think about it. There's enough weird stuff around here. Your what? Petrified feces is in its place. It's just whatever.
Okay. Sir, is that American feces?
Yeah, it came out of my butt.
Then it's fine.
It's polished, too. I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah. David wanted to find out if he could polish a turd, and it turns out he can, but only if he eats lots of kale.
I used the back of a spoon.
It's disturbing.
To polish it.
I see.
But since it's dry, it doesn't smell.
It's technically not polished. It's more burnished.
I see.
Yeah.
And it makes a great fire starter.
Mm, fantastic.
Did you use American turd burnishing techniques?
Actually, I think it's South American technique.
I don't think anything is uniquely American, considering everyone here came from somewhere else, except for the natives that we, you know,
I'd say obliterated. Manifest Destiny is uniquely American.
Ma'am, I came from Topeka, Kansas. You can't get more American than that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, we're going to take a caller because we're supposed to be talking about plastic.
We've
gotten into this very, what is America talk, which I don't mind because I think it's important. But
God bless America, sir.
Or whatever you think, but bless America. But let's take a caller about the plastic. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Paul Russell. I'm from Russell Recycling. That is in Coal City, Illinois.
Coal City, Illinois.
Good American town.
We do get a lot of callers from Illinois.
We do. I'm very popular in that state. I think it's because it's so corrupt. People are just looking for an outlet. I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyways, I am calling because I wanted to make you aware that China has stopped buying 90% of the plastic that we used to sell them for recycling. Therefore, this plastic is all being housed all over the country in big vats.
Big vats of plastic all over the country.
Yes, and what I witnessed the other night, this John Smith might be onto something. Even though he seems like a real winner, he might be onto something.
Thank you, sir.
Because it was pulsating.
Pulsating plastic.
Pulsating plastic. Like PVC.
Sir, I must interject. As a fellow patriot, and I can sense you are a fellow patriot, I can tell that you have encountered this issue firsthand. And this is just some of the shenanigans. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm sorry to swear on the radio, that are happening.
When did you swear?
Throughout the country.
Okay.
Sir, please continue.
So I believe that China is in cahoots with these aliens.
Cahoots.
And they are trying to bring us down by making us hold on to the plastic of the world.
You think this is accurate? You think China's working with aliens?
This very well might be the case. China, being a lesser country, does not have the options that we here in the God-blessed America have. So they might stoop to something so low as to sell out the rest of the human race. It is not without precedent.
Elizabeth, you said, oh, wow.
I did. Hang on. Let me get back to my Zen place.
Well, here, Roger wants to see you, too.
I can't believe I'm actually agreeing with this guy
I can't believe either. So let me just get this straight. You think that this is China in cahoots with these plastic alien things to try to take over the world? You don't think it has anything to do with the fact that because China has been taking in all of the plastic, they simply have run out of room and they don't have anywhere else to put it. Much like David's basement area here has no more room for petrified feces because it's completely full, China can no longer take plastic from the rest of the world because they simply don't have the capacity to recycle it, to dispose of it, to do anything with it.
Okay.
Ma'am,
that's an interesting question.
I'm afraid that the very concept makes me laugh.
Was that a laugh?
The concept of what? Logic?
The very concept of China not having enough space. They are one of the largest countries in the world.
Right, but nothing is infinite.
They're also one of the highest populated.
Only Jesus' love is infinite.
This guy is a real douche, but I mean, he's making a lot of sense, though. He really. Oh my God! I can't believe I'm listening to him. But I saw it pulsating, and it,
right.
It's like it's communicating.
You think it's
Like, was it in, like, Morse code? Like, pulsing in Morse code?
It could have been. I don't know Morse code.
Oh, shit.
I just know recycling, and I know plastic.
Sir, did you have a Geiger counter with you?
I don't know what the hell that is.
You don't have a Geiger counter on your keychain or on your belt or on your person at all times?
I'm an American. I don't wear a belt. My stomach is large enough to hold up my pants.
Fair enough, sir, but regardless, you probably have a belt buckle. You undoubtedly have a belt buckle even if you don't have a belt.
Oh, yeah, Americans all have belt buckles.
That's true.
I do, but it's not attached to the belt.
Sir, always carry a Geiger counter with you at all times.
I actually agree with him on that.
All right, well, I stopped agreeing with him, so I feel a little bit better now.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. You're talking about living plastic. I don't know what a Geiger counter is going to do.
Well, radioactive living plastic. The plastic beta waves can be detected by a Geiger counter if you are able to set it to the correct setting.
Oh, okay. Are you saying plastic is radioactive now?
I'm saying this plastic is radioactive with plastic beta waves.
Plastic beta waves.
That is correct. Yes. Not normally. Can you pick this up by random standard scientific measurements? However, again, a Geiger counter can be modified so it can pick up these waves. Not unlike, I'm told, an e-meter can pick up thetans.
Thetans?
Yes.
And now we're talking about
that's Scientology.
That seems very unchristian of you.
I don't know what that is.
All right, I'm leaving. Thank you. I can't deal with Scientology.
Thank you, Paul. I totally get that. Wait, did you bring up something? I don't know Scientology well enough, but did you just bring up something? Was that a Scientology thing?
Yes.
My friend Howard.
Shit.
My friend Howard, who comes over and gives me free literature every week.
Oh, boy.
He tells me about these things.
Like he comes to the door and talks to you?
Well, yes, once I've disarmed him.
He's armed?
Of course. Everyone who comes to my house is armed.
Oh. I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, boy. This is a very strange...
I thought we talked about this.
Like a thing that's
about
like, I don't
who
know.
You're letting into my house. You're supposed to be vetting these people better.
He said he was a patriot. That was good enough for me.
I am a patriot,
sir. Red flag right there.
Really? I'm a patriot. You're a patriot.
I'm afraid I don't like the color red. Not by itself.
Just with red, white, and blue.
Just with red, white, and blue, sir.
Right.
The only proper combination of colors, as Jesus said.
All right, we're going to take another caller.
To be fair, if you read the Bible, the words spoken by Jesus are in red.
That's interesting.
Just
throwing
that out there.
Fair enough. We're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yeah, hi. This is Todd from Berkeley.
Hi, Todd.
Hey.
Wait, Berkeley, California?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
I thought you were only taking American callers.
Well, I was listening to Mr. Smith, and I think he brings up, you know, a valid point about wood. I mean, you know, like you said, it's completely BPA-free, right? And,
right.
That is true.
I think we should probably go back to it because, I mean, hey, there's a lot to tie in wood with the Founding Fathers. I mean, they used it quite extensively.
That is true.
And, I mean, you brought up George Washington. I mean,
yeah.
George Washington had wooden teeth.
That is very true.
I think it's a myth, actually.
I believe he had multiple teeth made of different materials.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, as I learned recently, George Washington did probably, in fact, have sex with some of his underage slaves. Isn't that right, Mr. Smith?
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I actually think that might be
super American, isn't it?
That is true.
Hey, Rachel, This guy, you're right, this guy just triggered so fucking easily.
So are you allowing this kind of smut to go over the air?
I mean, yeah. We're a free and open
yeah. Sir, that is forum. Not freedom.
Yeah, Mr. Smith,
that
all,
is slander.
All men are created equal, right? Just not the blacks and the women, right? Isn't that right, Mr. Smith? That's very, very true of the founding fathers.
Sir, I can discern, I can triangulate where you are calling from at this very moment.
Uh-huh.
I can send a squad.
How are you going to triangulate? You don't have control of our land.
I have my methods.
Are you
going to
triangulate your position with wood? Is that what you're going to use? This guy is a nut.
Normally, I'd hang up on a troll, but this is kind of entertaining.
I'm afraid that I did not come on this radio program to be insulted like this, nor America. Yes, America sir. Should not be insulted like this.
Let me just
like
pull
this.
Out my $1 bill here and look at, oh, there's a rapist on it. Isn't that right?
Sir, I would like to reach through the radio telegraphic device which you are speaking into and throttle you.
This is why I prefer the guy on the $100 bills.
I'm just glad that someone on this show is getting upset and triggered besides me.
Hey, I get upset and triggered all the time, Elizabeth.
You're a constant trigger.
Excuse me, I need to go do some freedom squats.
Okay, go do some squats. We'll take another caller. Thank you.
Washington was a rapist.
Thank you so much, Todd. Elizabeth, well, John is over there doing freedom squats.
13, 14, 15,
He counts four times for everyone that he does.
Okay, oh God.
All right.
It's weird that I feel like... Out. We're in more agreement than the expert and I.
That's because you allow crazy people into your house.
Are you speaking of yourself, ma'am?
No, I actually have my feelings and, emotions under control at the moment.
I see.
You well, are very, very zen-like today. It's an amazing thing.
I told you, herbal medication is...
Yeah, I mean, holistic medicine in general. I'm
herbal
a big fan.
Medication? Are yes. you speaking of the Mary Jane? Are you speaking of the reefer?
Oh.
Is that the kind of herbal medication you are indulging in? That is the
yes.
devil's pathway, ma'am.
That has nothing to do with the devil at all.
I'm afraid it has everything to do with the devil. As it says in the Bible.
No, it doesn't.
You shall not.
No.
Cohabitate
no.
with the Mary Jane.
No. No.
It says directly in
it
the Bible.
Does not.
Which,
I am
which
quoting
book?
Verbatim.
You
which
are not
which book of the
verbatim.
Bible is that in?
That is in Tartarus.
Tartarus.
Seven.
Tartarus.
Chapter 4, verse 13.
Do you,
look it
do
up.
Do you possibly have like some sort of lost chapter of the Bible that no one else has found?
Ma'am, read a book. Get
I've
off that.
I've read many books.
She's got
I have three PhDs.
Three PhDs.
You might,
I also read for fun.
Oh, I see. You might have PhDs from academia, but I have a PhD from the School of Hard Knocks.
That's a school?
Yes, it is. It's south of
I mean, there's definitely something to be said for life experience. It's education isn't everything. I would never pretend
right.
that it is.
Exactly.
However, I would hope that you would learn a little bit from your life experience and not believe any ridiculous bullshit that's thrown your way.
Oh, she said shit again.
Ma'am, I must ask you once again not to use pejoratives like that
pejoratives.
On the public airwaves.
All right, we're going to take a caller because you two are being sassy. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Freddie McNaughton.
Hi, Freddie.
Freddie McNaughton?
Yeah, McNaughton.
McNaughton?
McNaughton?
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
McNaughton.
Where are you from, Freddie?
McNaughton?
Are you
from Foxborough?
Foxborough.
I see. Is that in Ireland?
No, it's in New England, you bastard.
I thought it was in Minnesota.
So
America is a melting pot.
It is. That is the truth.
I heard you guys talking about the Patriots. And I wanted to talk about the playoff game today. Yeah, Sony Michel, the Russian touchdowns, yeah!
What?
What
is he talking about?
I think he's talking about football.
Are you speaking English?
Yeah, I love Tom Brady!
He's speaking New English, specifically.
What's a Tom Brady?
Oh, he's just the greatest quarterback ever lived.
David, this has nothing to do with what we're talking
about. Oh, okay.
Is, well, is this not 93-7, the ball?
It's not.
The
it's
ball?
Not.
This is Freak of the Week.
This is a Raiders program then.
Sir, do you have any opinions on plastics and their effect on our environment?
I love plastic. I got a plastic cup right here. Red Solo. Got beer. Sam Adams. There's a, only real American.
That's a good American beer.
There's a bear in his cup.
He's beer.
Beer? He didn't say beer. He said bear.
That's how he pronounces beer.
Can you say beer for me?
Beer.
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 Okay, this is not working. Goodbye. See you later. Oh, my
Mr.
God.
Higby,
what
was
that?
I find your Irish friends very amusing.
Friends? I've never met that guy.
Strayed from the topic at hand.
Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about plastic.
That
I didn't know
correct,
that guy was going to talk about, I don't know, whatever, a Tom Brady and a bear plastic cup.
I believe it is some recreational
stone
activity.
Stone and wood are the alternatives to plastic.
That is correct.
And the only stone and wood, not, again, not renewable resources of some sort.
Stone and wood are renewable.
Not so much.
Ma'am, do you understand that wood comes from trees?
Wood does come
from trees.
Trees
grow in the ground.
They do. Do you know how long it takes trees to grow?
A good amount of time sometimes.
All the time.
Excellent. Well, there are plenty of trees all over the entire earth.
Actually, no. We're kind of running low on them.
Speaking of running low, we're running low on time, so we need to get another caller in before our break. So, caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yes, my name is Bila. I'm from Colorado Springs.
Bila.
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 Nice try.
Bila. Oh, Colorado Springs. Okay. What is your question?
Well, it's not as much of a question as a statement.
Sure.
I am an alien from Poland.
Oh, okay. Thank you for saying from Poland. You scared me for a second.
Yeah, well, we do not think plastic is the problem in Poland.
Okay.
What's the problem, Biel?
All this wood talk, I don't like very much. I actually sell my own plastic wrap, Biel's plastic wrap. So I'm very fond of plastic.
Plastic wrap.
Especially wrap form, yeah.
Like saran wrap, like the sticky stuff.
We're not sponsored by saran wrap.
Never sticks to anything that you want it to stick to and only sticks to itself and your hands and the counter, but never the damn bowl that you're trying to put it over.
Sort of like that, except it's plastic.
What?
Sir,
Okay.
I admire your candor in coming out as an alien on the air, but I would like
alien.
You to take this message to your alien overlords.
Wait.
We will beat you back to the pits of hell whence you came, where Satan resides.
We've had this issue a couple times now.
Immigrants
so I'm going to ask.
Welcome in this country and on this podcast.
Are you saying these aliens are people aliens, not space aliens?
He just said he was an alien.
Yeah, from Poland.
I don't care where he landed.
Oh, no. We're getting this thing going again.
David.
Elizabeth.
I warned you.
We've already had two episodes about aliens that were not about aliens, and I just can't do that. I just can't, true believers.
I warned you,
David. I just can't. We're going to... thank you, Bila.
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 Bila. Bila. We're going to take a break and be back after a word from our sponsor. Thank you. Hey, True Believers, this week's episode is sponsored by the podcast Attack of the Snack. No, there's not an actual attack. That's just the name of the show. The hosts, Philip and Katie, who are really cool people, talk about different snacks that they've tried every week. It's pretty cool. It's short. It's easy to listen to. They're pretty nice people, I think, from what I hear. Even though Philip is totally wrong, ice cream is definitely a snack. Sorry, Philip, you're just wrong. But check that out, Attack of the Snack, also on the DVMPE. Hey, True Believers, we're back. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsor. Roger, you've been really quiet this episode. I didn't ask you earlier, and I apologize. Here, Elizabeth, can I have Roger back real quick so he can talk on the mic?
We were vibing, man.
I'll give him back to you in a second. It's fine. All right, Roger, what do you think America means?
He's chewing on the mic squishy part.
Yeah, the foam.
The foam. That's the word.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
He's also talking, so stop interrupting him.
He's not talking.
Okay. Good job, Roger. Thank you, Roger. That's amazing. You too are a patriot.
He's also a
patriot. All right.
Sit up here.
So we keep kind of shifting back over to the idea of what our country is over plastic, but we need to finish talking about plastic because that's what we're here for.
Plastic is terrible. Don't use it.
Yeah, I think we all agreed on that already.
I would agree with your sister on this. Yes, that's correct.
Plastic is terrible. Don't use it.
Okay, I think she's over-herbalized at this point.
I am the perfect amount of herbalized.
All right, we're going to take a caller because I am not sure what's going on. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Marissa Miller from Portland, Oregon.
Portland is a beautiful city.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Totally.
Beautiful
I'm so
American
feeling
city.
You right now. Oh, my God. So I'm a strict vegan.
Okay.
And I'm a supporter of all life. So I've created a new organization. It's called the SPRA.
SPRA.
It's the Sentient Plastic Rights Association.
Ooh.
Because all life has rights, including plastic. And those of you that are like ingesting plastic or using it or melting it in any way are so offensive. And
okay.
I can't believe. And then this whole BPA thing, I mean, that bad plastic amoebas, we should call them GPA. Good plastic amoebas? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
I'm going to play into this very PC delusion for a second. So, life is a balance. Our planet is a balance. And if one species, whatever that species may be, overpopulates, it throws off the entire ecosystem, thus putting all other life in danger. So while I understand that you don't want to do any living thing harm, don't you think it's best to keep things in check so that we don't all die?
That's a good question.
Listen, we can think of alternative solutions. I mean, it's just
like
not okay.
Like less plastic.
No. Plastic needs
no.
its rights.
Excuse
like,
me.
I mean,
ma'am.
I mean, it's not going anywhere for like a millennia.
Right.
Right.
So.
You need to like learn to live with it. Like, and be friends with it and stuff.
Friends with plastic?
Right.
Friends
with
ma'am.
Like, thinking stuff.
Ma'am, as an American, I must caution you. I'm afraid I'm going to have to use swears again. Horse pucky.
Horse
pucky.
Horse pucky.
Now, ma'am, I know you live in Portland, so you've been poisoned mentally already. But what I need you to do is I need you to put down your telephone. I need you to go out. I need you to find a husband and start living a good American life.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Find a husband?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How do you know that's what she likes? Maybe she likes girls. Maybe she likes people that are transgender. Maybe she likes people that are pangender. You don't know.
Maybe she doesn't need another person to complete her at all.
Maybe she wants a second woman and a guy. I mean,
David, I'm disappointed.
Are you kidding me?
I thought you were a patriot.
Do you know who our parents are?
David, I thought you would be the one person who I could speak to on this matter.
We have two moms and a dad.
We do. I don't see them much.
No.
But it's better because...
Especially Dad Terrence, he's always on the road.
They kind of make me feel crappy when they're around.
Excuse me, freedom squats.
Yeah, that's true.
10! 11!
Oh, God.
What is happening?
13!
Marissa, thank you for your call. I don't think any of us agree with you, but thank you for calling in anyway.
All right.
Have a good one. All right. The man and woman thing, that's so antiquated.
Yeah.
It's traditional. It's American.
I mean, not to bring up our friend Todd from Berkeley earlier, but slavery was traditional as well. Do you think we should go back to that?
Sir, that doesn't even equate. Is slavery currently in use?
We used to burn witches. Do you think that's traditional as well?
We actually used to just burn people. They weren't witches. They were people.
That's true, because the witches knew better and always got away before they were burned.
Oh, boy.
That is, sir, that is a horrible waste of people. We should do it the American way and send them into battle like we've done with so many other people.
Oh, wow. I think maybe I have enough for one more caller on this with this guy. Maybe.
One more, huh?
Yeah, one more. One last caller.
Let's
caller,
do it.
Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hello. I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor?
Just the doctor.
Me too.
The doctor.
Oh, the.
Yes, okay. And I wanted to say I was actually completely surprised that you've actually noticed the sentient plastic living around you.
Really?
And it's completely shocking. Usually you stupid apes don't notice this kind of thing.
Stupid apes?
Doctor, I believe I like the cut of your jib.
He called us stupid apes.
He's very rude.
Yeah.
Sir, what are you a doctor of?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of things, but I think you're approaching this the sentient plastic completely the wrong way. Have you even tried talking to it?
Yes.
Actually, no, I have not tried to do that.
You talk to plastic?
You can reason
Why
with
not?
It. It's looking for a place to live.
I see.
I needed...
Instead, David, you have this idiot who just wants to go to war with it.
I don't know. Elizabeth, you were explaining something about talking to plastic.
I think he's talking about me.
Yeah, no, he was calling you the idiot. But she was about to say something about talking to plastic.
Sometimes it's easier to visualize the person that you're talking to if you are, you know, trying to work through things and you're not quite ready to actually confront the individual.
Right.
And I just happened to have an old milk jug, so I drew some glasses and a beard on it, and I set it in the counter in my little RV, and I had a lovely conversation with it, and it didn't talk back to me, and
right.
I got to release everything that I'd been feeling, and it was very nice.
Okay.
So, in that sense, I have talked to plastic.
In, like, a therapeutic, like, it, like as a doll kind of thing, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds a bit
well.
Sweet.
That sounds like a lot of new wave horse baloney to me. I'd like to.
Have you ever baloney had comes horse from... baloney? It's kind of good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it is a meat.
I want to know more about horse baloney.
I mean, I prefer horse soppressata, but
I don't know what that word is.
Sir, if you've ever been in the Idaho backwoods for 3 weeks at a time, you'll eat basically anything.
This whole damn planet is the backwoods.
Oh, I forgot you were on the phone.
Are you one of the aliens that, the plastic is terraforming the world for?
Wait, are you an alien?
Oh, we're all aliens, for God's sake. I mean,
sir, I'm not an alien.
Listen, Johnny,
I'm an American.
The idiot. Be quiet, okay? You're going about this completely the wrong way, all right?
Never.
You can't go to war with them. You don't have the weapons. You don't have anti-plastic or anything else you need to take them out.
Anti-plastic.
You need to actually try to talk with them, negotiate with them, give them a chance, you stupid apes.
That's the second time he's called us stupid apes.
Yeah, he's rude.
He is. It's weird, because he's almost like charming and rude.
I think he might have a superiority complex, or possibly a case of classic narcissism.
I am superior, thank you very much.
It is that kind of classic. Negative Nellyism that lost us Vietnam, and I will not
Once again, as I mentioned in the last episode, Vietnam did not actually exist. It was filmed on a soundstage right next to where they filmed the moon landing.
David, I'm going to take you to Vietnam and let you talk to some people.
I know the country exists.
Johnny the Idiot, I've got news for you. It wasn't that lost you Vietnam, it was the shapeshifters. If you had any common sense, you would have seen that.
Shapeshifters.
Wow.
Actually, that makes a little bit of sense.
My zen is wearing off a little
bit.
Can
we go
here.
To Vietnam on the road trip before we can pick up Sheila?
No, we cannot drive to Vietnam.
Okay, can we fly to Vietnam and then come back and do the road trip to pick up Sheila?
Oh my God, why
sure,
do I even
why
try?
Sure, why not? I can spend all my money on you traveling.
Well, you get to go too. You said you were going to take me to Vietnam.
All the money that I'm saving, not putting you in any kind of an institution, we'll just use on travel.
Look,
sounds good.
I'll tell you
Plus,
one more
probably
time.
Get a large settlement in the divorce.
Try and talk to the plastic.
I like the
give it a
that.
Chance. See if it actually just wants a place to live. And if it still wants to go to war with you, I'll take care of it.
There you
so,
go.
Goodbye.
I think we got to figure it out, True Believers. I'm going to go to Vietnam, and then we're going to go get Sheila later. Plastic is bad. This doctor guy is kind of a douche.
Kind of?
Yeah, well, kind of a big douche. John Smith is a fucking weirdo, nut job, asshole.
I'll need my guns back now, please.
Yeah, you'll get them back kick you out the door. Resolved everything. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you rate and review us on the iTunes. And, if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Until next time, I'm David Hickney.
Please recycle.
Bye. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Ha, sure. Next you're going to tell me Roger isn't real. All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What in the blue world? I don't even know what that means. I don't know who Patrick Harrington, Paul Hennig, Alan Morgan, David Musto, Rebecca Rivers, and Declan Shannon are, but I got a little something-something for them. And now they want me to plug their other podcasts? Yeah, there's no way I'm going to tell you they're on Unfucking Relatable, Surreal, Netflix and Spill, The Gotham Podcast, Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, and The Ghostly Podcast. That's never going to happen. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.